Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When you read God's Word, it actually speaking to you. That's the Lord. That's God communicating with you through His Word. And that Word is for you.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Crazy Faith.
Speak the Word.
Brothers and sisters, all these things that we have been experiencing in the past couple of years is only the beginning of the end. We know that Jesus is coming back soon.
Yes,
he is. Saints, I feel in my spirit that I needed to share these things with you so that you can be prepared for whatever the devil sends your way, and you can rest assured that he has just begun to try to destroy us.
Amen.
But we have nothing to fear.
Amen.
We have nothing to fear. If sometimes you feel, get tempted, you don't have to be afraid, but you get tempted to be afraid sometimes. But just because the enemy tempts you to be doubtful or fearful doesn't mean that you have to receive it.
Amen.
The Bible says don't fret, nor be anxious for anything.
Amen.
But through prayer and supplication, seek Him and He'll give you peace.
Amen.
We are going to get tempted to do a lot of things, but just because we're being tempted don't mean that we have to do it.
Amen.
Are you hearing
Amen.
Me? We have nothing to fear. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:31, what shall we say to these things? For if God be for us, who can be against us? Yes, we're going to need a lot of crazy faith to handle the things that Satan is bringing our way. However, we must be about the Lord's work, bringing in the lost where there is still time. I know a month or two ago, I was invited to speak down in North Carolina. And at that time, and still is, I guess, I don't know, because I don't keep up with the virus. I don't think about the virus. I don't keep up with it.
Amen.
Got invited to speak down there, and it was worse there, it seemed, than anywhere.
Mm.
I was tempted not to go. But then the Lord brought that verse back to me, that He has no favor in those that draw back.
Amen.
So I went.
Amen.
Delivered the word.
Amen.
Came back, and here I am again today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, you have to, I'm not saying be foolish. God give you a brain.
Amen.
He give you wisdom.
Amen.
Don't do things just because you want to do them.
Mm.
Only do them if the Lord tells you. And you'll know in your spirit if He's the one that's letting you know, because like He let me know,
Amen.
He'll let you know too. However, like I said, we must be about the Lord's work, bringing in the lost while there's still time. In John chapter 4, verse 35, in the God Word translation, He says, don't you say, and this was a question mark. John was asking Him, He said, don't you say that in 4 months the harvest will be here? He said, but I'm telling you to look and see. He said, the fields are ready to be harvested now. Every now and then I get the opportunity to go down to North Carolina, and sometimes David and I get to go down there on Highway 58 when the cotton's in season. And I pick my share of cotton before the cotton machines were invented. These were the cotton machines. It didn't take an idiot going down the highway to look over to the left or the right. The fields were white with cotton. In other words, it was ready to be harvested. And if you left it out there, it's going to rot and mold from all the rain and the weather. And so we have to know that he's saying now that the time, the harvest is here now.
Amen.
And if we don't get out there and harvest them, they're going to be like that cotton. If they don't get out there and pick it, it's going to rot and rust. Except in this case, you're talking about human lives. Amen. These human lives are going to go down to the pit of hell.
Amen.
There'll be no saving them.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
He says, I'm telling you to look and see that the fields are ready to be harvest now. Brothers and sisters, what better time than now when the whole world is hurting and in so much pain and so much confusion and in so much fear, with so many that have lost their way and don't even know our Lord. A week or two ago, we did 20 episodes ministering to Pakistan, and next week we're doing 20 more episodes, and of course we do for regular TV too. But did you know that over 90% of those people in Pakistan that we're ministering to don't even know Jesus? They've never even heard of him.
Amen.
That's hard to believe, I know, but it's true.
Amen.
So you're ministering to people. There's a few that know the Lord and have accepted him, but they don't know him. So you're ministering to them and praying that through what you can say to them,
Amen.
That the Lord will speak to you and say something that will encourage them to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Amen.
So they won't be lost, and also so they can go and maybe speak to their family or their neighbors or their friends.
Amen.
You know, there's always, always an opportunity if you're looking for it. If you ask the Lord to give you a spirit of awareness, say, I do that. So the Lord, just give me a spirit of awareness so that I can be more aware of what's going on around me.
Amen.
You know, because I wouldn't want to see somebody that maybe I could have helped go bad. Today, so many people don't even, like I said, believe in a final day of judgment. You hear people making fun of Jesus all the time. They don't think there's a hell and a heaven. But I got news for you. They're going to find out.
Amen.
They might not find out while they're on this earth, but they will find out. John 16:8 says, and he, talking about Jesus, Jesus was the one that was talking, said, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. And I'd like to declare to you today, in case you didn't know it, there is a revival spirit which is sweeping our world today. We are realizing a move of God that he has promised would come. He has been promising this, and it is coming. One more thing before I close. Saints, did you know that your name is listed in the Lamb's Book of Life?
Thank you.
Amen.
According to Luke 10:20,
you.
Your name, if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your name is now listed in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Thank you.
Isn't that awesome?
Awesome.
To know that your name is in that book, and that no one can take it out.
No one.
And the day when Jesus comes back, unless your name is in that book, you're not going.
Amen.
You need to have your name in that Lamb's
Amen.
Book of life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He says in Luke 10:18, in the God Word translation, Jesus said, I watched Satan fall from heaven like lightning.
Yes.
And he said, I have given you authority
yes.
to trample on snakes and scorpions
yes.
and to destroy the enemy's power. He says, and nothing, he says, can hurt you.
Amen.
Jesus says, however, don't be happy that evil spirits obey you. I mean, that's just a natural thing. Because they have to obey you. He tells you that in Luke 10:19, that the evil spirits are subject to you. In other words, any evil spirit, whether it's fear, doubt, any spirit, fear is a spirit.
Amen.
Doubt is a fear. All kinds of spirits, sexual spirit, all kinds of spirits.
Oh, yes.
But all these spirits are subject to you.
Amen.
He said, don't be excited about the fact that these spirits are subject to you. He says, but be happy that your names are written in heaven. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, so be happy, saints. Be happy that your name is listed in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ, who laid down his life for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood at Calvary that washed away all of our sins, bore all of our pain, and took every infirmity. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you said that when you return, will you find people on earth who believe in you, who have faith? And Father, I pray that we will have that kind of crazy faith that people like David, who went up against Goliath with three small stones, and Joshua, who took on an army of thousands with only 600 men, and they were able to step out in faith and do as you have commanded them to do, because they had faith in the one and only true God, God Almighty himself, the host of the armies, the same God that we serve now. For thanks be to God who never changes. We realize that there is much turmoil and confusion and fear in the world today. But I believe that there is no situation that we're facing today that the God we serve can't handle. For the God we serve is raising up his warriors, his soldiers that are not afraid to speak up and stand up. For the God that we serve, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.